Slug Talk Radio.
Howdy, boo. Welcome to Homemade Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
Well, again, thank you, Isaiah, as you do each and every time we come on these airwaves to introduce this show. And yes, it is an honor and a privilege to have you, my grandson, as also my best friend, to be able to introduce this show. And this is a new show we got called Ask Dr. Mel Butler. Me and Dr. Butler, we met, about over a month ago or so. And when we first met, I was out at the Woodlawn Library, and I was distributing our newspaper, the National Black Community News. It caught his attention, and then from there, we developed a great warm rapport, only to find out so much more about him and things that he's done in his endeavors. And it was interesting. I remember when I met him, he said, "Google Dr. Mel Butler." I said, "Man, this guy must really be proud of who he is and how he's listed in terms of internet." And so I Googled him, and, you know, a lot of different things came up. And I'm going to read what we had that came up. But before we do that, I need to make sure I read, as we do each and every time we come on these airways for Home-Based Business 101, Daily Motivations for African-American Success by Dennis Kimbrough. This is a great book, tremendous book to have, because the bottom line is it gives us examples of how to prepare our mind and how to mentally look and plan things in our life. In today's reading, August 28th, Mule hit it. Quote, "The greatest pleasure in life is being pleased with your own efforts," unquote. Blair Underwood, actor. Pioneers in every field have faced the critical laughter of jealous observers. The first American steamboat took 32 hours to travel from New York City to Albany. People laughed. The horse and buggy passed the early motor car as if it was standing still. Again, people laughed. The first electric bulb was so dim that people had to use a kerosene lamp to see it. Once more, people laughed. The first airplane was airborne for only 59 seconds. As expected, people laughed. If you try to tackle a big job or if you have new ideas, expect criticism. There once was an old man whose grandson rode a donkey while they were traveling from one city to another. The man heard people say, "Look at that old man suffering on his feet while that strong young boy is sitting." So the old man rode the donkey for a while and the boy walked. However, he heard someone say, "Look at that, a healthy man making that poor young boy suffer." So the man and the child both rode the donkey until they heard a bystander say, quote, "Would you look at those two men making that poor animal suffer," unquote. So they both got off and walked until they heard someone say, "Look at that, a perfectly good donkey not being used." In the end, the boy decided to walk, and the old man carried the donkey. Pleasing yourself will draw you much closer to your goal than pleasing everybody else. Quote from this reading. "I'm not afraid to lift my head above the crowd, though I may draw criticism." That's our reading for the day from Dennis Kimbrough's Daily Motivations for African American Success. Now what I want to do is share with you Dr. Butler's background. Here we go. Dr. Mel Butler is a trailblazing civil rights pioneer, a native of Baltimore, Maryland, and one of 12 children. His accomplishments included Morgan State University graduate, B.S. in marketing, dual MBA simultaneously in marketing and management, over 50 years of marketing innovation with his work at the first technology commercialization center, which included the evaluation of the Hummer, Hot Pockets, and Bad News all-purpose sauce that changed the landscape of barbecue sauce recipes across the United States. Dr. Butler is a certified master consultant in evaluation and marketing of diamonds. participated in talent consulting for Disney, Ford Motor Company, and United Airlines, as well as a consultant and contractor for Small Business Administration, MBDA, and the Commerce Department. Dr. Butler, a champion for the cause of youth empowerment, continues to work with nonprofits to benefit youth in areas of training and internship development. He's also partners with organizations such as Faces Going Places, 501c3, ACE, Alliance for Career and Education, LLC.
Hi, Jackie. I hope that you're out there listening. I hear silence on the air. If you are, a good evening and come back to me. I hope our listeners are out there, and I guess they can call in. With the show being a new show and a new focus, what we hope to do with this show is to give those out there that might have an idea that are hoping that they can find the right answer to their dreams, to maybe make something become a reality because it came into your head as an idea. Well, ideas come into everyone's head. We're going to talk a little about the ideas. Should you act upon your idea? And if so, how should you do that? We're going to talk to those dreamers out there, the people who would like to start all over again. We're going to tell you some things that you should do and some things you should not do. This is going to be a, hopefully, two-way conversation where you can ask your questions, and to the best of my ability, we'll see if we can't give you an answer. You're not going to always hear the thing that's pleasing to you. So if you're going to hit it for being in business, you want to make sure that you have skin that's thick enough to take all the barbs and all the things that people throw at you. If they could pick up a car, some people might throw that at you. So we hope that you are hearing my voice. We hope that everything is okay. And Brother Jahi will let me know, I'm sure, if everything is all right. So we want to hear from you if you're out there. We want to hear the kind of questions that you may have. And remember, the only question that's a dumb question is the one that you don't ask. So if you want to learn something, be like Brother Jahi. This was one of his dreams, a part of his dream. And now to have his own show and put people on that can help other people, I think is simply magnificent. As being one of 12 brothers or 12 sisters, you know, you have a lot out there that you learn from your family. Because the family doesn't treat you like everybody else. They figure they're close enough to you to call you bubblehead and then the next minute put their arm around you. Well, to be in business, you got to make sure that you are prepared. Just like if you were going on a trip. If you go on a trip, you wouldn't just go and get your suitcase and then get on the plane. You would take your time, pack the things that you need, leave those things that you won't need out of that bag. Starting a business is the same way. First of all, you need to make sure you're ready to go into business, that you're willing to cut the bridge that's behind you. You need to get rid of all those negative things that were following you or have been following you to keep you from going on and realizing your dream. Everybody has a dream. Ideas are out there, but they stay out there until someone claims them. You have to claim your spot, and now more so than ever. Because the independence and the self-confidence of a person, those are building blocks that can help you get off to the right on the right track. You don't have to worry about what you know. When you first start, just be willing to learn. Be willing to pick someone as your mentor. Pick somebody that is successful or they look like they're going in the same direction that you would like to go in. We have more ideas out there than you have people that are willing to claim them. And what happens in many cases is you see something that you thought of and say, I thought of that 5 years ago or 2 years ago or 3 years ago. Yep, but the person that got it on the market did something that you were not willing to do. They decided to make it a sense of urgency to fill what they needed to get filled. You got to be willing to make that sacrifice. You got to be willing to be patient enough until the window of opportunity opens for you. And there are people out there that can help you and are willing to help you. But you've got to be willing to let something go for what you don't know, the person that's out there that has more knowledge about your desires than maybe you do at the time. But you can never, ever give up. Anything that's worth having is worth your time. And you are the person that can direct your time, and you're the only person that can attach a sense of urgency to your time. I met a guy, maybe about 15 years ago. And when I talked to him, and he said, what do you do? I said, I'm a marketing person. He says, I've had this idea, and
can you hear me, Dr. Butler?
So hopefully the dad's away for me to get a signal from Jahi or somebody that's listening out there. If you're listening, hopefully one of our listeners will call in so I know that I'm not just talking to air. I hope, Jahi, if someone is on the phone, please let them give me a call in. I'm not sure if I'm talking to the audience or if I'm talking to the air. So somebody hold a breath. And I'm sure we'll get it worked out to make sure that we are giving this information to you. So I
can
guess the call-in number. I can hear you now. All that time, was I on the air, off the air, or what?
You was on the air. I was finishing up your intro. Then you came in. But we can pick up where you left off. At you, my sister-in-law said she was able to hear you. So let's see, you got cut off. Back on, and hopefully we work through these technological glitches so that we do future shows, we won't have this technology problem.
Well, you always have it. This is a new show for everybody, and these are some of the things that we go through. And I'm sure the bugs will be worked out, but we intend to be on the air every week and giving you some information that will help you go into business, form a partnership, form a nonprofit. And we'll give you all the steps and tell you some of the pitfalls that you can avoid. People such as myself and Jahi, anyone that's been in business or if you're in business now, there are a lot of things that you can't get out of the book. I have all these degrees, but the best lesson I've had in life has been other people, how to avoid the mistakes that they might have made. And you've got to be a good listener to do that. And you also have to understand if you have a lane, that you're in that lane and not getting in somebody else's lane. We should spend more time learning than we do trying to convince somebody that our gift is from heaven or our gift is the only one of its kind in the world, or that you heard in prayer sometimes and God told you exactly what to do. I believe that that's true. However, I also believe that God is talking in somebody else's ear and not just your ear. So you've got to learn to listen if you want to go into business, if you want to be successful. Take advice. If a person knew everything there was to know, you would need other people. And they go through the same problems that you. To go into business, you have to be willing to come up with a formula that involves you, involves your integrity, involves your morality, involves how you treat people, so to get the people to treat you the same way. And remember, if a person has gone where you want to go before you, they are under no obligation to treat you with the same passion that someone else would. You have to earn that. Because if you're asking somebody to help you start a business, help you do a nonprofit, help you go to a better job, then you have to be willing to pay the price. And that price is to kind of step back and let the person who did it and you see their success, let them tell you or make suggestions to you that work for them. Many times people want to go into business, and they'll do half of what they need. They may get some resources, but most of the time they don't get enough resources to carry them to their goal and then beyond. So the lesson really for today is you have to be willing to say, what are you willing to pay for the success of your idea, the success of your business, the success of you working with the community and making a positive contribution? If you start a business or you're in a business and you're not focused on giving something back to the community, then you really have to do a self-check. Look in the mirror and say, am I doing it the right way? Am I being considerate of other people? Because consideration for others and empathy is something that you can't ignore. If you don't have it, watch someone that does and then learn from that person. Don't come into business like you know everything there is, but you don't have the success for other people to know that everything you did was right. If it was right, you would already be out there. You would be a leader. Somebody said, I make too many mistakes. So what? So did Einstein and every other person. But the mistakes never stopped a person who was destined for success. And to our listeners out there, many of you have that idea. You want to be successful. If someone were to ask you a goal, most people say my goal is to make $1 million. Well, that's a good goal. However, are you making $1 million now? Do you know anybody that can tell you that they made $1 million? And if they did, what do you do about it? Do you start to emulate that person? Or do you decide, well, my idea is so good that I know what I'm doing and I really don't need anybody to help me. I want to ask them for their help, but I really don't want to take it. So you have to be strong enough, male, female, doesn't matter what your gender is. You got to be strong enough, smart enough, and determined enough to step back and look in the mirror and say, if I want to be a leader, I've got to develop something to make people follow me. If you're a leader and nobody's following you, then you're really not a leader. However, find out from the successful people. Find out from people like Jahi, like David Murphy, who has a dream and has a newspaper, the only technically nationwide newspaper. It's called the National Black Unity News. And that's something that we do not have in the whole of the United States of America, is a truly national black magazine. So he's on the show, and those people that want to learn, they should call. They should find out, how do I get involved? Because that magazine, that newspaper, which I understand is going to come out quarterly, it can be your blueprint to your own success. There'll be articles in there about key people. There'll be articles in there about the different steps you need to take to make your business go well. And you need to ask people, will you help me, please? But remember, that person is helping you. So you can't ask them for help and then go and dictate to them how they should be able to help you. If you knew that, you wouldn't need it. So
yes,
we have
sir,
a call
so
in, do
we
not?
We have a caller on the line.
All right, caller,
hey,
how are you and who are you?
Hey, great evening. It's Vanessa Joy Sutton. How are you, Dr. Butler?
I'm fine. The queen has arrived. I'll tell you, this, if you're listening out there, folks, this is one of the ladies that you need to get to know. Remember these names and what the folks do. She's been in business for a long time, and I've known her and I've seen her do the work. She definitely volunteers her time and does a lot for the community. In fact, her love is being able to do things for the community, and I know for a fact that she's given out tons and tons and tons of food in different areas. She also has been successful in her efforts to do fundraising for people that want to take trips. She's planned trips. I believe she just did a trip to Greece, did you not?
Yes, I did, and it was truly an awesome, awesome experience. I had an opportunity to go with a group of 20. We went to Greece, Athens, Mykonos, and Santorini, and it was quite the experience. So, yes, Dr. Butler, it was awesome. Thank you so much. And I do have go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say, I know that there are some people out there that might think, oh, well, I could never get on a cruise, because you have people out there, even like Brother Jaheed and yourself, and it's enough out there for everybody, but giving our folks an opportunity to do some things that maybe they dreamed of doing. I understand that your trip was around your birthday time, and to treat yourself, that's a good way to treat yourself. You go on a trip to Greece and then come back and make money at the same time. And for what you do, I'm sure you were making money while you were on the trip. And there's somebody out there that between what you do and what Brother Jahi is doing, then anybody out there can have a trip planned for themselves or for their family or for their job. And they just have to have enough courage to give a call to you, give a call to Brother Jahi. Because, folks, now is the time that we have to pull together. Our culture, we many times put ourselves in the foot. Because we're doing something and we think that we're the only person on the planet that's doing that thing. I want to tell you, you are not. Your idea, if you don't act upon it when it first comes into your head, that idea is out there and it will stay out there until somebody claims it. That's why so many of us, after the fact, are saying, oh, you know, I thought about that some time ago. Well, if you didn't do anything about it, then get another idea, because somebody got that one. And ideas are things. And when we're starting that new business, I hope that when I started talking that listeners were able to hear, I'll say it a little bit now. We're willing to talk to you, give you some advice on things that you could do, things that you should not do, and hopefully as we join together, the group will get stronger and stronger so that this is not just a telephone conversation, a radio conversation, but it's something that should bring you into the group, because there's heat amongst a group of people going in the same direction. And there's somebody out there. Don't be afraid to get somebody that will help you, and they can help you with everything from your attitude to pricing, to marketing, to advertising, to public relations, to getting your word out there, because first you've got to have an idea worthy of somebody wanting to either buy or help you make that idea become a reality. And I get people, they get angry. They get angry because they come with an idea. First of all, if they're broke, if you're too broke to pay attention, why would you come to somebody to help you? Instead of building a relationship, then that person might be willing to do more than money can buy. But if you come to the table and ask for assistance for a person like you, Vanessa, a person like Jahi, and that person acts like they're going to give you all the orders for something that you do and something that you're doing for the benefit. So tell us a little bit. I know you've been into several businesses. Tell us a little bit for that new person that's got so many things they can't maybe make up their mind. So when you first went into business, tell us, what did you do? How did you get started with what you're doing or decide to pick something that you were doing?
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Butler. And first of all, I want to just thank you for all that you do for the community and your passion and love for helping people, because you definitely are a great mentor and coach. And if people would just, you know, be coachable and follow the instructions that you give, I believe people would have much success. So thank you. Thank you, sir.
Well, you keep doing the good job that you're doing.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I love what I do. First of all, you have to have a passion for what you do, whatever it may be. You know, you just have to have a passion and a vision. And I found that writing the vision and making it plain will help you to succeed, because if you don't write it, it's just a wish. But when
Absolutely.
You keep something in front of you in your vision, you know, something that you can look back on when you are struggling or having a hard time or not, you know, getting the success that you want immediately. And if you keep your vision and your reason, your why in front of you, you will succeed.
That's so very, very true.
it's just really that simple. It sounds simple, but it's not. It is, but, you know, and you have to be consistent and persistent. Those are just some of the key things. But
those are
you know,
key words. Yeah.
Yes. Well, and so that's it. And to be determined that you're going to succeed no matter the roadblocks, the obstacles that come, because definitely when you're about doing a good thing, you're going to have resistance. So
right.
You just have to overcome the resistance. And my passion is giving back to our communities. I do have a nonprofit organization called Harvest House to help feed the hungry. And over the last...
How much food did you guys give out? How much food did you give out with that food giveaway?
We have given out over 800 tons of food.
That's more than
I mean. Yes, well, thank God. You know, it's just been a pleasure to be able to do so. And I take no credit for it myself. You know, it just without the help of the Lord, I would not be able to have done such a thing, and the people that He puts in your path. You know, He will make a way for you to have those things that you desire, especially if it's not about you yourself. If it's something bigger than you, then you know He's gonna make a way. He'll make a way.
So tell our listeners, you know, you never know what people have in mind. There are a lot of people that say they want to help people, but sometimes they don't really know the type of business or what they should go into to make it happen. Now, you give away the food. Where do you get that food from? Is it food that they get ready to throw away in the store, or what are some of the ways that you never know who's listening and what they have in their mind in terms of the business that they start? So I'm hoping some of my friends that are in different businesses will call in and tell them some of the things, how you got started. Let's say there's someone out there that wanted to work with the churches, nonprofit organizations, because a food bank or having food donated to a lot of the places that we go to, they could use that. Stores throw away tons and tons of good food every single day, and they may not be able to sell it. But generally, for at least a week or two after that food is out there, a person could use it if they get it early and they have a place to store it. So what about if a person is out there and they, say, want to do something like that? Would you recommend they do an independent business, or do you recommend maybe they get with somebody, work with somebody until they can get the resources that they can do it? Are there any particular steps that one should go through?
Well, in the very beginning, all honesty, we partnered with another organization, and we volunteered our time, and we had other volunteers to work with us at a particular location so that we could receive donations from that organization. But we really worked hard to acquire the food that we did. And also, we actually even in the beginning, we paid for food to give away. We really did.
And don't you let them go someplace and actually pick some of that food out of the farmer's gardens or what, wherever they plant it?
Yes. You eventually find resources. And we did partner with a farm that is We partnered with a farm.
If a person wanted to, say, do that kind of business, because I'm sure you always need workers, and a lot of times volunteers can learn by assisting you. So is there a number or something that our listeners can, can call and maybe ask you some questions? And I know you work with people one-on-one, at least to see if they're compatible to the type of business that you do. Because you have to have personalities, folks, for these businesses. Just because one person is doing it doesn't mean that you will automatically know how to do it. So you have to get what I call get a barometer of your personal value and the things that you might be able to do. But you always want to talk to a leader or somebody like a Vanessa who can give you the ins and outs. And don't be begging all the time. If you want to go into business, I tell people, if you're not willing to sacrifice something for that would help you go into the business, then you don't need to go. But don't go around just begging and say, I've got a good idea, and you know, God gave this to me. Well, if he didn't give you some money along with it, maybe you need to take some time and find out what you need to do. Yeah. Affirmation is something that most business people, they hear about it. People hear about it, but they don't believe it works. Now, as we're talking on this phone, every new person that's thinking about doing a business or doing a business well, you need to have affirmations. And that means you just need to take pictures or cut them out of magazines and put them on your bed, around the mirror. People say that's really stupid. Well, you're not doing so well without doing it, so why don't you try and see if it works? Because affirmations do work. And if you do that, that's a little thing, but it will help you get the kind of people that you want. It'll help you understand that your positive energy that you're willing to put on the table, get with somebody, humble yourself, and learn from that person. It could be Jahi. He's doing a lot of things. You are doing a lot of things. And I'm sure other people that get on this phone would probably say the same thing. Thick skin, persistence, being focused, have a goal. And you don't have to have the largest goal. I talk to people all the time, and I ask them, what is your goal? And they say, well, to take your job. Well, do you know what I had to go through maybe to get this job?
My Lord.
Maybe if you found that out, you might not want this
job.
Want so it's easy for people to say, I want to do what you're doing. I want to be the boss. Yeah, but the boss had a whole bunch of little followers out there, and some of them do turn into bosses. But you got to cut the bridge. You got to stand on your own 2 feet. You got to be tough enough to take constructive criticism. I have many people that I can't handle because they don't articulate what it is they really want, believe it or not. Excuse me. They come to the table. They want you to help them, but they have never, ever really made a sacrifice. They want it to be given to them, give it to them on a golden platter. You can't do that. If you're coming to anybody out there for their help, respect the fact that you are not where they are at this moment. It doesn't mean you can't get there, but it means that you got to take the good advice and put it on the bad thoughts that you might have been having, giving up, not being positive, not willing to take information from anybody else, wanting to do all the things by yourself, taking your rent money, the money that you have, putting it ahead of your business. Everything in being a successful business person is tied to the what we call immutable laws. There are laws out there, and when we say immutable laws, folks, that means that there is a law out there that it's unwritten. But say the law of first is an example of the what we call immutable laws. And everybody on this phone, if you think of, say, the first president of the United States, we all would answer what? We would all say George Washington, right? But then you say, fine, who was the second? They can't do that so easy. Or if it's a copier, you still have people saying, make me a Xerox copier. And I haven't seen a Xerox copier in probably 30 years. But they still use that term. Why? Because Xerox was in their mind first. So if you're going to start a business, if you're going to start a nonprofit, you need to be clear about your goal, and you got to try to come into something that's in a lane. When we say lane, that means it's an opportunity open that nobody is fulfilling that need. And if you can picture yourself in that lane before anybody else, everyone on this phone probably has noticed there's a chicken war going on right now. Chicken war with Popeyes and Chick-fil-A. And it's a classic marketing thing. First of all, I'm not going to eat something that is not what I think it's supposed to be. I don't care what they say. They said they had lines and lines and lines to go get this chicken that's not really meat. Well, why would you go and eat a chicken that's not meat and you don't know if it's a poison in it, that I got to hear the ingredients. I want to know what is in there. So you got to be willing to investigate and spend some time and sometimes a little bit of money to get the correct information so you can start that business. I commend you again, Vanessa. You're doing a fantastic job. And hopefully you can come on the show on a regular basis and people will start to get in touch with you. Because, folks, we want to help you become successful. Some of us yes. have success, and we want to share it. Jahi, did you want to get in
yep. here? Yes, sir. Yes,
can
sir.
I just give a shout-out? Can I give a quick shout-out to my number? Because I'm going to have to jump off the call, Mr.
Yes.
Dr. Butler. Please.
I know you have another meeting.
So
I appreciate that. Yeah, I appreciate it. Go ahead.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much. So my number is area code 860-908-6621, and it's Vanessa.
And what's your last name, Vanessa?
Joyce Sutton.
Vanessa Joyce,
Joyce
Sutton. Okay.
Sutton. Yes, yes. And thank you all
right.
so much for what you.
Thank
all
you,
right,
Vanessa. We'll be using you.
All right. All right, thank
yeah.
you.
Dr. Butler, I'd like to be able to
yes.
Put some information out there about the nonprofit that me and my wife have. We have a nonprofit called Movements Unlimited. We've been a nonprofit since 1990, and our federal status has always been up to grade. I mean, there's a lot of people that have lost their 501c3 because they didn't file the proper paperwork and, you know, things. And I just want to share a quick thought. It's like I remember when
my wife got our
501c3, it was like, wow, we're 501c3 now. We better get grant money. Because we just thought that what we had been told, we just thought that people that had grant money was going to come knocking on our doors, finding us. Because we were doing outstanding work, working with young people and having, you know, some tremendous success with young people. But we didn't know that we had to take and apply for grants. So when we first started applying, a lot of our grant proposals, we wrote them like college term papers. It was so they were not written. We didn't study the industry to know what is this particular funder looking for. What is it that they want, you know? And so learning how to write, you know, so that way you can write to the specifics of what the people that's given the money, what is it that they're looking for? And then the other thing was having measurable outcomes. That
absolutely.
That was something we had to go to school for to learn how to – be able to show on paper how we're able to measure the desired outcome that we hope to be able to obtain from the children that we were working with. And so it took a while for us to learn how to do that. And eventually, we had been in business since 1990. By 2004, we finally was able to write a proposal that got funded by Associated Black Charities that enabled us to do some things. And even with that, you know, it was a grant for like $27,000. You know, I'm thankful for it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it wasn't one of those, you know, $300,000 grants or whatever. But once you learn how to write the small ones, you can write the big ones because you've learned how to put all of that language and stuff together. And so, you know, that was a big learning lesson for us to learn how to adequately participate in the grant market and being able to document and come up with our measurable outcomes and how we planned on achieving them and other things like that. I mean, so I would tell anybody out there that's listening that, you know, you just because you have a nonprofit does not mean that you are going to be able to have grant people knocking on your doors looking for you, because once you become a 501c3, then you have to compete with all of the different nonprofits that exist. And I never forget
that is
I
so
learned
true.
A very, very important lesson. I learned a very, very important lesson. And it was the lesson was that there was a nonprofit that we used to compete with who had a private business that they could leverage to get matching grant money. And this nonprofit, we didn't know that they was able to do that kind of stuff until they had this accident in the Inner Harbor that caused 17 people to lose their life when one of the water taxis turned over. And the thing was, the nonprofit, they owned a $6 million Inner Harbor water taxi business, and that's, you know, how they was able to leverage. They used the for-profit business to leverage things for the nonprofit. And so, you know, a lot of people, we were told in our community that you cannot have a for-profit business as a part of your nonprofit portfolio. And that's not the
case. Yeah, and that's not true. That's not right. That's not true at all.
Right. Like
and
said,
what,
it's not true. It's not true.
Mm-hmm,
you're very correct.
But you know, the thing, right,
the things that
you're saying now, I'm glad you mentioned those things because a lot of people, they run and get a nonprofit because they think, oh, boy, I'll get a nonprofit and the money will come. And remember, folks, you need to just learn, be willing to learn. First of all, most grant applications are different. Somebody says, well, I've got a grant writer that does grants. Well, there are different types of grants, and you need to do research and find out what kind of grant and who's out there that will be willing to give you grant money or write the grant that suits the company that you're going after money. An example, the Weinberg Foundation, there are so many foundations, you go Google tons and tons of them, and you need to find out what do they fund, because they'll tell you. Some will fund youth groups. Some will fund groups that are only, say, located in Cherry Hill. There are some that says we only do groups that live underwater. You have to make sure that you do take time and do some research and find out. Every year, the Weinberg Association Foundation let their employees, not the grant writers, they let their employees go out and pick a company. It doesn't have to be a new company, and they don't have all the rules that you usually have. That person, if they're under, if they are a Weinberg person, can get you a $25,000 grant. They call it the employee given grant. So they let their people do that, so that people that are not grant writers can see what it feels like to get money, money that people give to you, what it is you have to do. So they give that money away. They're probably looking for people now because generally they make the awards of $25,000 in December. That person, so you don't. It's not a lot of red tape. It's not a lot of obstacles that you have to jump through to get this grant. So that's one of the ways when you first start, don't try to move the earth and move the moon. Be willing to get a person that will help you. After you do some research yourself and find out which foundation handles it. There are some foundations that only handle music. There are some foundations that will only help you get a building. There are just so many. And for those that do have a nonprofit, remember this because I see a lot of people failing to take advantage of this little thing. Most senators and councilmen, they get all of the things that people can bid on, and many of them have a workshop that you can go to free, and they'll tell you where the money is coming from. As an example, FEMA now is issuing out a lot of money. You have transportation, and that person comes into your meeting, they set it up, and they tell people not only what areas the grant money is given, but they'll tell you what they're looking for. In other words, if they're looking for a strong introduction where you have people that are donating to you so you can get matching funds, or if you have the land, or if you have the building. See, all of those things are factors to help a person have a successful nonprofit. We do a seminar that teaches people how to raise funds through grants and other means. In the coming years, that will be required of you because the government is becoming harder and harder for you to just get a grant. In fact, they're trying to cut out those things. So being a part of something like this, reading that newspaper that's going to be out national and that is really made for us because the people that are writing in that new newspaper, the national one that's coming out, the National Black Unity News, make sure you get a subscription to that magazine because things that we want to know, things that are in our community are in that will be in that paper. I looked at a copy the other day, and everybody, see, when everybody else out there is going digital, that opens the lane for us, people that haven't gone digital or don't have those big companies. That's an opening for us to start and get in a lane. But you got to know what
yes,
you're
sir.
Doing and be yes, willing sir. To go to somebody that's done it already. So that's why we hope the listeners on this program will, if we're going to come on weekly, next week get a friend and then get another friend. In Florida, I was teaching a couple of things in Florida, and the people said, well, why is it that some people are successful and with their foundation and we are not? Well, I asked them, how much training did you get? Who did you get trained by? You, if you go out there and search, and the government has lots and lots of programs, resources, and people, there's plenty of money out there. We just have to come together, particularly now, so that we can ride to success off of someone else. And don't get angry. If somebody looks like they have a good deal, you jump on theirs. If you don't have a boat, get on somebody else's until you can get one. But be positive of what you're doing. Be committed to what you're doing. And by all means, definitely come up with something that the community can benefit from also. So I commend you and your
yes,
wife
sir.
For hanging in there. One of those laws,
thank
that
you,
immutable
Dr.
law
we
that
you
would...
We got Mr. Murphy on the line.
Okay,
David,
I'll tell you.
To...
Yes, sir. David?
Yes, sir. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. I tell you, it's a blessing to have you on the line. I tell you, the angels are
it's
coming down. The big
you know, it's a blessing. It's a blessing to be here, and I appreciate and with much gratitude for giving the National Black Unity News a plug on your radio broadcast. And I want to commend both of you, Brother Satari, Dr. Mel Butler, for this fantastic radio broadcast. I encourage you. I implore you to listen into this radio broadcast because the brothers are on this broadcast right now full of wisdom and knowledge. So I encourage you, I concur that I congratulate you brothers and keep doing what you're doing.
Well, we appreciate that. Why don't you tell them, you know, a lot of people don't know, I cut my teeth. My very first job was with the Afro-American newspaper. So I really learned my to do. I went to school for marketing, but my real marketing came when I set foot in the Afro-American newspaper because while it was not a big, large paper, it wasn't a big company, but it was enough to give me the training that I need, and you are about to do something for everybody on this phone, me included. And why don't you tell a little bit about the only national, black national newspaper that's out there. You've got some regional papers, and you got some papers that serve maybe a couple of states. There's over 200 of them out there, but you are the only one that we know that is going to be national and comes out with the kind of news that will benefit our community. So we really need to be a part. Everyone on this phone need to get a number that they can call in. Get a subscription because we guarantee you not only Baltimore but all around this country you're going to see some things happening for our culture that will get people excited. See, if we don't excite ourselves, then we're just like a robot that they build, and that robot has no expressions, no emotions, and it just doesn't care. Well, we have to care. And being a part of something like that, I'd like the next time that I come on, that's my first tip to you guys. I'm going to give you tips every week that I'm on. The first thing is find a copy of the paper. Make sure you get like a subscription to get the paper. It's going to come out, I believe, every quarter. But don't walk away. I tell people they're sitting down, they get all excited for somebody speaking to them, and then they get up and leave that enthusiasm on the seat. Hopefully the listeners that tune in to my little show, ask Dr. Butler if it's about business, if it's positive. If we don't know the answer, we'll certainly find someone that will So tell them a little bit about this paper. They may want to help distribute it. I know I do.
Well, yes, the National Black Unity News, as you already have mentioned, is that it's for us and it's by us. And we right now, as far as our research is concerned, is the only circulated national, nationwide circulated black newspaper. We also have a physical copy that you can actually hold in your hand, but we also have an online version. So it's circulated here in the United States and beyond. We're in several countries in Africa as well. And I encourage you, as Dr. Butler said, is get a subscription. How you can get a subscription, you can get in contact with Brother Satavi or Dr. Mel Butler, and they can tell you how to get a subscription, or you can call us. But I prefer you to go through them first. And let me say this. We own less than 1% of the media. Yeah, yes, there's 200 black newspapers across the country. We have all types of radio broadcasts, podcasts, webinars, seminars, but yet we still own less than 1%. So therefore, we get very little information from us and by us. And so that's why we encourage you, because we still have a voice. It may be a small voice, but right now, with your support, we can make this a large voice that will be heard around the world. And so this is not about Dr. Butler. This is not about Brother Satavi. It's not about David Murphy. It's about us. It's about we. We all in this thing together. And if we don't do for ourselves, because I'm going to tell you by now, if you don't know by now, nobody's coming to save us, and nobody's going to do for us what we can do for our own selves. And so
that's
what the paper's all about. It's about bringing unity, bringing strength, highlighting people like us, highlighting people who generally care for you. And so I encourage everybody, let's get on this train, because we're going someplace. We are already someplace, and we want to carry you with us. It's an opportunity for you to get on board, not only to read the publications, seek the information, because the information inside the National Black Unity News is the information that it was good for yesterday, it's good for today, as well as tomorrow. And we are actually seeking people. If you're looking for employment opportunities, call Dr. Butler up, because we're looking for sales representatives all over the country. It's a great opportunity to make money and at the same time uplift our community, uplift our people. And what better way to do that is earn money and support our people at the same time. It's a blessing all the way around.
Thank you, sir. And I love it, folks, because with the elections and things that are coming up now, the information that you find in that paper, they have a myriad of a whole bunch of authors. All of them have a different thing that they offer. And this is how movements are started. You know, everybody can have a movement that's big but us. And so you want to make a contribution when somebody is growing, and we help make that person successful. And then they do what the Africans do, teach one and reach one. But if you're not reaching and they say, well, your arms are too short to box with God, then get down and crawl. You don't need the box. Who said you had the box? But you need to be involved. It's like the slogan, you can't win if you don't play. And this is information, hopefully, that will stimulate you, will motivate you. When I started, somebody said I was too broke to pay attention. Well, I considered that a compliment, because what they said was about two steps higher than I was. I was lower. I wasn't even broke enough to get any lack of attention. So I had to learn from other people. I encourage you, find out. Don't sell yourself short. If you want to know and if you want to learn, because when you read that paper, you may see somebody talking about something that is in your lane. There are programs you can volunteer. I talked with a young man today, and he, before the conversation was half over, he said, I've got the time. I want to get a copy of that paper, and I want to see if I can make some money from that paper. When we support one another unashamedly and back up one another brilliantly and let people know that you're going to sound it from the hills, you're going to sound it from the mountain, you're going to let people know, hey, I helped make that thing a success. That is your opportunity, whether it's an invention or being a part of this. Because that paper will have some people, I will probably be one of them, doing some training. So I said, well, I don't know anything. No, you don't know that you know something. You might not have used it, but you know something, or you wouldn't be walking around on this earth. Some of the best success stories were from people that never had an idea that they could make it in business. So don't let anybody sell you short. They told me I would never go to college. In fact, I didn't know what a college looked like. And when I found out that, hey, this is something I could learn, nobody can hold me back, it's up to me to make it happen. And so tonight, and it looks like to me, I can't believe this hour is gone. Is that right?
Yes, sir. We got 5 minutes.
Y'all hear, is that right? This,
yes, yes,
this
sir,
is incredible.
Right. We got 5 minutes left.
Well, if there's anybody out there that didn't call in and you want to sneak your call in real quick, you can. But remember, you're listening to this program, and every week we're going to bring to you from people that have made it out of Cherry Hill, out of Turner Station. We've got some people lined up. Most people don't know that a gentleman out of Cherry Hill has, it's called the BITH Group, B-I-T-H, look it up. Straight out of Cherry Hill. Now he's a multi-millionaire, has 8 books that he's written, and these are the kind of people we're going to have on this show. So you ought to hear something from somebody that will turn your motor on. Because, see, people will chase a fire truck, but I never saw anybody to sit down and watch ice melt. Well, the brothers, I think that's all. I know you got to close this thing out. Thank everybody that listened in. If you couldn't call in this week, make sure that you call us next week, and make sure you let us know you're going to be part of this movement to make the younger generation and those babies that are coming up know that you didn't just stand around. You did something. Jahi, I want to thank you for this opportunity. I want to definitely thank David and all of the listeners that called in. I appreciate it, but we're going to do this together. So, Jahi, thank you, and I turn it over to you.
Sir, thank you, Dr. Butler, and thank those that tuned in and listened either online or listened live. We want to thank you. This show is brought to you by The Vortex. So what is The Vortex? The Vortex is your very own free, hear me correctly, free online booking site that allows you to beat the prices of Expedia and Priceline 85 to 90% of the time, and whatever you save give you back 60% of that saving in the form of a donation for nonprofits or for profit businesses. So, but it's a great way to raise money. We call it the ultimate fundraiser. And, you know, we'll be able to elaborate more about that in the near future. But what you can do is if you go to www.myvortex365.com/MU group, and you can register, get your free account, and become a Vortex supporter of Movements Unlimited, which is the nonprofit that me and my wife represent. And every time you book your travel, you will save money, and what you save will come back to us in the form of donations that enable us to continue to do the work that we're doing and the outreach that we're doing. So that's very, very important, and we really hope and appreciate that we have some people that sign up from listening to this show tonight. And we want to thank Dr. Mel Butler. We want to thank Ms.
Vanessa
Joy Sutton. Yeah, Vanessa Joy Sutton, who called in. And naturally, we also want to thank Mr. David Murphy, who is the publisher of the National Black Unity News. And my wife and I, we are the national travel editors for the newspaper. And, you know, we got a new edition that will be coming out for October. And we're working on the articles for that now. That'll be the winter edition, October, November, December. And it closes out for 2019. And so I want to thank everybody that tuned in. And David, don't we have an event coming up in October?
Yes, we did. We have an authors and an editor showcase where people can come out, those who are authors. If you want to showcase your books, give us a call at 443-455-2373. And you also get opportunity to meet Brother Satawi, Brother Mel Mel Butler, Dr. Mel Butler, and other people that are associated with the National Black Unity News. A lot of the editors will be there and staff. And so it's an actually an opportunity to do some serious networking. I'm talking about not just to talk to one another, but actually to do business with one another. Thank you, sir.
Well, you know, David, it's ironic that you said that, because I was going to end by saying that we are going to be highlighting some of the authors. We must have 10 people that have written. And Vern Hutchison, if you're on the phone, he has a book called The Asterisk. A lot of the books are found on my website. So we know that we have probably about 10 people that are in my group that are authors, and they deserve it. So each week I'll be highlighting someone's book that's out there that's from right in this area, but they have a successful book, and you may be writing one in the listening audience. But The Asterisk was the one I was going to mention tonight. You can see it on my my website, which is Maker2Markets.com, and you can see. And we'll be having authors like the gentleman that did the Young Thurgood Marshall, Larry Gibson. You'll have the lady who worked with Obama, and she wrote a book, she and her husband, and it's called The One Black Year, Maggie Anderson. She's also going to do a show for the National Black Publication. So listen to these things that we have to offer and give us a call, because there are events going on every month that we can let you get involved with if you want to learn how to get into business and be a part of this movement. Again, thank you, guys.
All right, thank you, Dr. Butler, and that concludes our show for tonight. Close out with our theme song called It's My Time, and put that up right now. All right, have a good evening, everybody.
Good evening, folks.
Are you still there?
My time to claim my destiny. It's my time. It's my time. To let the world.
Good night.